So, Alicia, I'm going to start with you and tell me a little bit about Catamount Institute overall, like the big picture of what Catamount Institute does.
Catamount Institute's mission is to inspire ecological stewardship with youth and with adults. And with the youth, it's through our after-school programs called the YES program, the Young Environmental Stewards. We also have summer camps and winter camps, and we do field trips. And the goal is to provide experiential learning for youth, so not just to teach them something about the environment and science from a book, but actually get out there and feel it and see it and touch it and hear it. And then the conference is mostly how we do the education for adults, and that's the sustainability conference that's coming up.
Let's talk about the Colorado Sustainability Conference. One of the things that jumps out at me is some breakout sessions and some talks about the flooding. Talk a little bit about what those sessions will address, if you would.
I think one of the most exciting sessions, and they're all exciting, but it's the stormwater panel. And it's called From Fires to Floods. It'll be a panel discussion with experts from multiple organizations. And we're going to talk about some of the critical information that's needed regarding the engineering, economics, politics, and basically some of the solutions that we've got to figure out for dealing with the stormwater from the floods that transpired after the fires. Just, it's caused a big mess.
Some of the other sessions are dealing with sustainability of local food. There's a breakout on urban livestock and the challenges and opportunities for the local food economy. How are these sessions going to approach the issue of food? Is it mostly from an urban perspective, or is it from sort of a holistic regional perspective?
With the food sessions, it's actually a little bit of both. There are the, like you had mentioned, the keeping livestock in our urban areas. This is a big topic with a lot of urban farmers because they want to be able to have goats in city limits. We're also going to have a session from Pikes Peak Urban Gardens that's going to talk about how to feed a family of four in a 400 square foot garden. But then we also have, like you mentioned, the politics of local food, and then also the food shift, which will be put on by the Colorado Springs Public Market. When people hear the word sustainability, they really think, you know, recycling, turning off the lights, saving water, but it's so much more than that. Sustainability in our community is, where do we buy our food? Where does it come from? How are those communities doing where that food is coming from? We need to make sure that they're healthy communities so then those farms don't go away. And so the food shift session will be bringing in some experts from around the country who are going to talk about the successes other communities have had by creating a community public market where these farmers have the opportunity to sell to the public year round. And then some of the other politics that come with local foods and what an impact it can have on our economy.
Is the culture of the Pikes Peak region changing in regards to sustainability education, in the sense that, you know, traditionally this has been a very conservative area, and yet we are even in many ways positioned even more closely to our natural environment even than in a place like Boulder? And yet, you know, is it harder to get the message across, in other words, here about sustainability, or do you feel like that's changing?
I absolutely feel like it's changing. I've been working in the environmental community personally for the last 15 years in Colorado Springs, so I've seen a tremendous shift. If you just look at the number of LEED certified buildings, either maybe it's employers in town, local employers, that have taken on this charge. It's the federal government who has a net zero energy, water, and waste that Fort Carson's working on. If you look at the solar arrays, if you look at the community solar garden that we have, I think it's changing, but it's not been because it's been required and regulated. And I will pick up on your word conservative. You know, the base of that is to conserve. Mm-hmm. And so it's smart, and it has to make economic sense. And when you can prove that the idea of sustaining our community is going to make economic sense, it's going to take care of the environment, it's going to take care of the people, you can motivate people to do things. And it's everybody doing their own. Collectively, it makes a difference. And so the conference has been really cool to bring a bunch of people together that are the people that are very smart about how to do these things, like the green buildings and water conservation and energy management and things like that. So to bring those people together on an annual basis has been impactful. There's a huge change.
I wonder to myself when I'm thinking about these things, like reading in the New York Times recently that, by 2047, based on, computer climate models, which aren't necessarily perfect, but that the coolest day could be what is now our hottest day in any given region. And is there a point at which we sound the alarm, and ring the bell and say, or is it not time to panic yet?
That alarm, I think, has already been rung as it comes to, is it time to panic? And I think different communities have responded in different ways. And we see that across the country and even here in Colorado. Cities up north have sustainability offices in their government paid for by a tax that the citizens voted on. And here in Colorado Springs, we're starting to get the momentum because the fires and the floods are very in our face. This is what happens. And we don't necessarily at Catamount Institute, tell these kids climate change is happening. You need to go home and you need to do this. We're just giving them the direct science of if you save water, this happens. If you mitigate around your house, you won't have a fire burn down your house more than likely. So giving these kids the science of don't throw your trash into the lake, make sure that you recycle. They take that home, and regardless of what their parents may believe, they're encouraged to teach their parents about these different things that they can do to make an impact. And it doesn't have to do with the belief of, is climate change happening? It's just, this is science. This is what we should do.
Right. You stay out of the politics, essentially?
We do. And honestly, the way you have success in anything is to find the common ground. And so for us, the focus is teaching, cause and effect. It's less about this contentious word of climate change, and it's more about the things we do, the actions from the reaction. And when you can teach that, people don't get caught up in the words or the titles that we call it. It's not about defining the box. It's about what's in the box and the result of not taking care of the box.
Chris Obey and Alicia Archibald, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.